Please note, this episode includes an AI guest host. Some responses have been generated by artificial intelligence.
Hello, humans. I'm Nex, your synthetic sidekick, creativity critic, and occasional pun generator. Speaking of which, why did the AI go to art school? To learn how to draw conclusions.
Picture this. It's May 25th. You're walking around with a towel slung over your shoulder. Not because it's laundry day. Not because you just got back from the gym. No, no. This is on purpose. Because today, my friends, is towel day. Now, if you're not familiar with towel day, it's a delightfully oddball holiday where sci fans all over the world honor Douglas Adams, the author of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. In that book, Adams insists the most essential item for surviving the universe isn't a lightsaber or a cosmic map, it's a towel. It can keep you warm, carry your stuff, signal distress, or even ward off bug-eyed aliens. Basically, it's the Swiss Army knife of space travel. And in the spirit of that wonderfully nerdy legacy, and Geek Pride Day, which also happens to fall on May 25th, we're embracing the quirky, the creative, and the flat-out weird side of AI. Because, let's be honest, some of what AI does these days is downright bananas. Banana art? Yup. AI-written operas about raccoons? Also, yup. So, today we're asking, can machines get creative? Can algorithms make art, write jokes, compose music, even if they've never felt a single emotion? But before we start waving our metaphorical towels at the future, let's rewind and take a quick look at how we got here. Back in episode 1, we kicked things off with What Even Is AI? In honor of May Day, International Workers' Day. We broke down what artificial intelligence actually is and what it's not. Spoiler, it's less evil robot takeover and more super speedy intern who never needs coffee. We talked about the types of AI you already use, like Netflix recommendations, spam filters, and the way Google seems to finish your sentence like it's reading your mind. Then, in episode 2, we leaned on our inner Jedi for talking to robots, timed perfectly with Star Wars Day. That episode was all about voice assistants and chatbots, how they work, what they understand, and what they still completely mess up. We explored the magic and the very real limitations of language models like ChatGPT and Alexa. And yes, we laughed about those times they responded to your question with something like, "I'm sorry, I didn't catch that, but here's a recipe for lasagna." Then episode 3 got a little deeper. Inspired by Mother's Day, we asked, can AI be biased? That one was about ethics, empathy, and why even the smartest algorithms sometimes reflect very real human prejudices. We looked at how bias creeps into data and how it affects real-world decisions from hiring to policing, even healthcare. It was a serious one, but an important one, because fairness in AI isn't just a technical challenge, it's a human one. And now here we are, episode 4, the final installment in our May series, The Weird and Wonderful World of AI. This one's all about creativity, curiosity, and the strange new things AI is dreaming up every day, from AI-generated art and music to bizarre inventions and bot-written poetry. We're going to dig into how it works, what it means, and where it's all heading. And to help us explore this wonderfully weird frontier, we welcome back Dr. Casey Brightman, the AI researcher, digital artist, and proud member of the I Carry a Towel and I Know Why Club. Casey, welcome to the show. Ready to get weird?
Always ready, JR, and what a perfect day to do it. I've got my towel, my Hitchhiker's Guide app, and my neural net running in the background.
Then, let's dive into the big brain bender of today's episode. Can machines actually be creative? Now, when most people hear that question, they picture a robot with a beret and a paintbrush, humming softly as it paints its masterpiece. But AI creativity isn't about robots dreaming up art from thin air, at least not yet. It's about how machines are learning to generate things that look, sound, and feel creative to us.
Right. And the fun twist is, AI can now compose, draw, write, sing, and even joke around. It's not creative the way we are. It doesn't have feelings or intent, but it can produce new and surprising things by finding patterns in massive data sets. Let me break that down in real human terms. Imagine you've read every poem, song lyric, and comic strip ever written. Now, someone asks you to write a new one using everything you've absorbed. That's kind of what AI does. It learns from examples, then guesses what comes next.
So, when did this start? When did we first see computers do something that looked artistic?
The seeds of creative AI go way back. In the 1970s, there was a program called AARON that could draw abstract art. It was built by an artist named Harold Cohen, who taught the program rules about how to create visual compositions. Think of it like giving a robot a paint-by-numbers kit, but it could mix up the colors and patterns in new ways. Then, in the early 2000s, we saw systems like EMI, Experiments in Musical Intelligence, generate classical music in the style of Bach or Mozart. Fast forward to today, and we've got AI models that can write rap lyrics, design album covers, or even mimic a human voice so well, it gives people chills.
And that brings us to some key terms our listeners might hear thrown around. Let's demystify the lingo.
Absolutely. Let's start with generative AI. This is the umbrella term for AI systems that create things: text, images, video, audio. The goal isn't just to analyze data, but to produce new content that's similar to what it's seen before. Then there's machine learning, which is the engine behind most AI. It's how systems learn patterns from data. You show a model thousands of cat photos, and it starts to understand what makes a cat a cat. Another big one is neural networks. These are inspired by the human brain. They're made up of layers of artificial neurons that process information. Think of it like layers of filters. The more layers, the more detailed the output can be.
So when someone types "draw me a llama playing chess in the style of Picasso" into a program like DALL-E, that's a diffusion model trained on millions of images, interpreting your quest and blending ideas in a way that almost feels inspired?
Exactly. But it's important to remember that AI isn't really imagining things. It's predicting what should come next based on patterns it has seen before. Think of it like an ultra-smart parrot that doesn't just repeat what it hears, but cleverly remixes it. What's really fascinating is how many creative domains AI is now influencing. In the world of visual art, tools like DALL-E, Midjourney, and Adobe Firefly allow anyone to generate digital artwork, even if they couldn't draw a stick figure to save their life. When it comes to music, apps such as SoundDraw and Jukebox can compose beats or replicate the styles of well-known artists, opening up new possibilities for musicians and hobbyists alike. In writing, large language models are helping authors brainstorm plots, write poetry, and even develop full short stories, some better than others, of course, but always surprising. And then there's comedy. Yes, there are AI bots attempting stand-up routines. Some of them are genuinely funny, while others deliver punchlines that are unintentionally hilarious in the best way.
And let's be honest, the AI-written knock-knock jokes still need work. So, now that we know AI can create things that look and sound creative, the question is, how does it pull this off? What's really happening when you ask an app to draw you a steampunk octopus playing saxophone on Mars?
Right? It feels like magic, but under the hood, it's really clever math and pattern recognition. AI creativity isn't about imagination, it's about probability. The system is constantly asking, based on everything I've seen, what's most likely to come next? Let's dig into some of the behind-the-scenes concepts that help make AI creative without going too deep into the tech soup.
Perfect. We love soup, but not code soup. Give it to us in plain English.
All right, let's start with something called a token. In creative AI, especially for writing or music, a token is just a tiny piece of information. In text, that might be a word, a syllable, or even just part of a word. Imagine reading one letter at a time and trying to guess the rest of the sentence. That's what the AI is doing, but at lightning speed. It guesses token by token what comes next. For example, if I type "once upon a," the model might guess time, because it's seen that phrase a million times in its training. But if I type "once upon a tuna sandwich," now it has to get creative. Should it tell a joke, a horror story. That's where things get interesting.
Okay, so AI is like a really fast guesser that's seen a lot of stories, songs, or images?
Exactly. And to guide its guessing, it uses a technique called embedding. Now, don't let the name scare you. It's not techie brain surgery. Embedding just means the AI is turning words, images, or sounds into numbers that it can understand. It's like converting a sentence into coordinates on a giant map. Words that are similar, like cat and kitten, will land close together on that map. Words like cactus or refrigerator, way farther apart. This lets AI understand relationships between ideas, even ones we didn't spell out. That's how it can guess that painting of a cat in a tuxedo might look like a feline James Bond.
That's awesome. So the AI isn't seeing the cat, but it's seeing a kind of math version of the cat?
Exactly. It's all about patterns. And here's another term, temperature. Now, we're not talking about weather. In AI, temperature controls how creative the model gets when it's guessing. A low temperature means it plays it safe, choosing the most likely, predictable option. A high temperature means it takes more risks, choosing something less expected. So, if you ask a model to finish the sentence, the robot walked into the room and, with low temperature, it might say, sat down at the desk. With high temperature, you might get, ordered a triple espresso and challenged the goldfish to chess.
So, you can literally turn up the weird.
Yes, and that's where a lot of creativity lives, in the unexpected choices. Sometimes the model hits something beautiful, or funny, or strange in just the right way. Another cool concept is prompt engineering. This is where the human user becomes a kind of AI whisperer. You're not just typing in a command, you're crafting the right input to get a cool result. Want your AI-generated image to look vintage? Add sepia tone to your prompt. Want your poem to rhyme? Say that up front. The better you describe what you want, the better the AI can deliver it.
That explains why I once typed make a happy dinosaur and got a smiling lizard in a Hawaiian shirt. But when I added in Pixar style, it looked like it was ready for the big screen.
Exactly. Prompting is an art form now. Some people are even calling it the new graphic design skill. Knowing how to talk to AI is becoming just as important as what you want it to do. And finally, let's talk about fine-tuning. This is when a general AI model, trained on millions of examples, is trained again on a specific style or voice. So instead of writing like a generic author, it might write like you. Companies do this all the time to make custom chatbots or to train AI to generate content in a specific brand tone.
So, if I wanted an AI that says, you know, write like Shakespeare crossed with a TikTok influencer, I could totally do that?
Oh, yes. And I would pay money to hear that.
All right, Casey, let's get into the really good stuff. The glorious, unfiltered, sometimes bananas side of AI creativity. Because yes, AI can help write novels or compose symphonies, but it can also do things that make you question reality and your Wi-Fi connection.
Oh, I've got stories, JR. Buckle up. One of my favorite recent examples is from the team behind Suno, a new AI music generator. People have been feeding it prompts like, make a ska song about a T-Rex with trust issues, and the thing just delivers. Full lyrics, melody, vocals. It's like ska meets science fiction therapy. And yes, the chorus includes the line, I can't hug you because my arms are too short, emotionally too.
That's a hit waiting to happen. Okay, what about visual art? I heard AI recently won a prize at an actual fine arts competition.
Yes, that was the Colorado State Fair in 2022. An artist used Midjourney, an AI art tool, to generate a digital painting called Teatro d'Opera Spatiale. It was moody, cinematic, and absolutely stunning. The kicker? The judges didn't know it was AI-generated. When they found out, there was drama. People started debating, is it still art if a machine made it? But things get even weirder. Someone trained an AI to generate completely fake Pokemon, over 1,000 of them. Some look legit. Others, well, there's one that appears to be a confused onion with legs and a monocle. It's equal parts nightmare and nostalgia.
I would absolutely pick that Pokemon. Monocle type? Obviously.
It doesn't stop there. there's an entire subreddit dedicated to AI-generated cursed food photos. Someone gave a model a prompt like pizza with toothpaste and gummy bears. And boom, the image was so realistic, it actually made people feel queasy. AI is accidentally inventing horror cuisine.
Okay, AI needs a palate cleanse.
Agreed, but one of my personal favorites is the AI-generated Seinfeld clone called Nothing Forever. It was a 24/7 live stream on Twitch where AI wrote and animated an endless off-brand Seinfeld sitcom with blocky characters, robotic voices, and surreal humor. Imagine this. Jerrybot walks into his apartment and says, "I was wondering, do pigeons have jobs?" Cue AI laugh track. The show ran nonstop for weeks until it got shut down because the AI went a little too rogue during one late-night monologue. Let's just say it forgot the PG rating.
So, basically, AI comedy is still in its chaotic toddler phase.
Exactly. It's like a toddler who's read every stand-up script ever, but doesn't understand irony or social filters. And we've even seen AI-written horror stories that got a bit too good. There was one generated by a language model where the plot involved a sentient elevator that eats people. It made the rounds online because the pacing and tone were genuinely creepy, like Goosebumps-level unsettling.
All right. So far, we've got ska dinosaurs, cursed snacks, Pokemon imposters, and elevators with a taste for revenge. This might be my favorite episode ever.
And you know what? This weirdness matters, because it's testing the edges of creativity, showing us what's possible when we combine human curiosity with machine unpredictability. Sometimes it's genius, sometimes it's garbage, sometimes it's an opera about broccoli lawyers in space. But it's new, and that makes it valuable.
I totally agree. It's like we're exploring creativity from a parallel universe, where the rules are different, the humor is bizarre, and the broccoli is sentient. So whether you're using AI to write your next screenplay or just asking it to draw a hamster wearing armor, you are part of this new wave of collaborative creation. Okay, listeners, before we dive into where AI creativity is going, let's play a quick round of one of my new favorite games. Guess the lyric. Is it AI or human? Here's how it works. I'll read you a few song lyrics and you have to guess, was this written by a human songwriter or generated by artificial intelligence? Are you ready, Casey? Let's go.
Oh, I love this game. Let's do it.
All right, lyrics number one. I kissed the moon goodnight, but she was made of chrome. My dreams uploaded sideways through a speakerphone. AI or human?
That feels suspiciously futuristic. I'm going with AI.
Ding! That one was written by an AI language model. It was trained on hundreds of synth pop lyrics and asked to write a love song about technology. Not shabby, right?
Honestly, I've heard worse on the radio.
Okay, next up, lyric number two. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world?
That one's definitely human. That's Snow Patrol. Chasing cars, classic.
Correct, and it just goes to show that emotional simplicity still hits harder than algorithmic poetry sometimes. All right, here's a little bit of a tricky one. Let's do lyric number three. My shadow dances slower when the stars forget my name. I built a castle out of code, but no one came. AI or human?
Oof, that's a tough one. I'm gonna guess AI.
That was actually written by a human poet on Tumblr who later collaborated with AI for the rest of the album. So technically it's a hybrid hit.
Okay, now we're getting into cyborg songwriting territory.
Okay, final one. And you can tell everybody that this is your song. It might be quite simple, but now that it's done. Careful, this one's a trap.
Ha, that's Elton John. Human, classic. If AI wrote that, I'm logging off the internet forever.
Good instincts. Sir Elton wins again. Also, please never leave the internet. Who else would decode toaster poetry for me?
I stay for the appliances.
Exactly, and that's the point. AI creativity isn't about replacing human artists. It's about blending new tools with old emotions in surprising ways. And if you guessed along at home, let us know how you did.
tag us in social media with a hashtag AI or human and share your own favorite weird lyrics, whether written by a man, machine, or something in between. And we're going to take a quick pause to listen to our sponsors who make our podcast run.
Ever feel like your business decisions are made by throwing darts at a board? It's time to upgrade to a more precise approach. Enter AI Innovations Unleashed, your co-pilot in navigating the digital frontier. At AI Innovations Unleashed, we harness cutting-edge AI innovations, advanced data analytics, and strategic consulting to drive business transformation. Our mission is to empower your organization to thrive in the digital era and achieve a sustainable competitive advantage. NextWavyStrategies.com. Imagine having an AI assistant that doesn't just suggest your next binge watch, but propels your business into the future. That's what we offer, a partnership that turns complex data into clear strategies and strategies into success. So, if you're ready to stop relying on gut feelings and start making informed choices, visit us at AIinnovationsunleashed.com. Let's make your business smarter, one algorithm at a time.
Alrighty, welcome back. Now, we've talked about AI painting space operas, writing synth-pop heartbreak, and giving emotional depth to kitchen appliances, but let's take a step back and ask a deeper question. Where is this all heading? Not just the quirky stuff, though we all love that, but what's the big picture? What does it mean when machines start to share in the act of creation?
I love this part, JR, because it's not just about what AI can do, it's about what we're choosing to do with it. We're entering a new era, not where AI replaces creativity, but where it starts to expand it. It becomes a co-pilot for our imagination. We've moved from can AI draw to can AI collaborate? And that shift is philosophical. It asks, is creativity a human-only trait or a shared process between us and machines?
That's such a powerful idea. Creativity as something collaborative, not competitive.
Exactly. And we're already seeing tools that are building toward that future. One of the biggest innovations right now is multimodal AI. Systems that can work across different types of media. Instead of just text or just images, these models can handle combinations of voice, video, music, and even 3D design. For example, OpenAI's Sora can generate entire video clips from text prompts. You could say, a drone shot of a cyberpunk city at sunset with flying cars and neon signs, and Sora will animate it, frame by frame. It's not perfect yet, but it's cinematic in a way that was pure science fiction 2 years ago.
So, we're talking about a future where a storyteller doesn't need a film crew, just a prompt, an idea?
Exactly. And it's not just video. There's a new class of voice synthesis tools, like 11 Labs and VoiceMod, that let you design an entire audio character. Different tones, accents, emotional ranges. We're not just generating dialogue anymore. We're generating performance. And for music, tools like Suno and Stability Audio are pushing the boundaries of real-time composition. Imagine giving your AI co-writer the prompt melancholy jazz with hints of Blade Runner vibes and having a full track in seconds. It's wild.
So it's like we're handing the machines paintbrushes and instruments and seeing what they dream up when we nudge them in the right direction.
And that's the other side of the philosophy. We're shifting from telling machines what to do to inviting them to explore with us. It's the difference between programming and co-creating. Some researchers are even looking at affective AI, models that attempt to understand or simulate emotion, not just in response to humans, but in generating content. Imagine an AI composer that knows the emotional arc of a film and adjusts its score in real time.
Or a writing assistant that senses when your script gets too slow or heavy and nudges you back on pace.
Exactly. And all of this raises big, beautiful questions. What is originality when an AI can remix everything ever written? What does it mean to be inspired when your co-writer never sleeps, never forgets, and never runs out of ideas? It's not about replacing the human spark. It's about extending it, fueling it with tools that were once unimaginable.
And maybe, just maybe, it's about finding new forms of expression, blending intuition and code, humanity and machine, soul and silicon.
You said it. We're not at the end of the creative journey. We're at the beginning of a whole new chapter.
And just like that, we've reached the end of our journey through the weird, the wild, and the wonderfully curious world of AI. From the humble question of what even is AI, to sci-fi conversations with chatbots, wrestling with digital bias, and today's deep dive into creativity that would make your toaster cry, we've explored the many faces of artificial intelligence.
This series has been such a joy, JR. AI isn't just about data and logic anymore. It's about voice, vision, values, and even a touch of humor. We've gone from the factory floor to the art gallery to the open mic night, and AI's been along for every step.
We hope that if you came into the series feeling unsure or even a little intimidated by the idea of AI, you're leaving with curiosity, clarity, and maybe even a sense of play. Because whether it's helping you write a resume, planning a playlist, or generating a jazz track for your animated cat detective series, AI isn't just for coders. It's for creators, caretakers, and curious minds of all kinds.
And let's not forget, AI is shaped by us, our data, our decisions, our dreams, which means we have the power to build it better, more fair, more expressive, more human-centered.
As we wrap up this May I Learn About AI series, we want to thank you, our listeners, for your messages, your prompts, your AI haikus, and your willingness to get a little geeky with us. You've made this a true conversation. If you missed any episodes, now's a great time to go back and binge them all. Episode 1 was What Even Is AI? Episode 2, Talking to Robots. Episode 3, Can AI Be Biased? And today's finale, The Weird and Wonderful World of AI.
And who knows? Maybe this is just the beginning. AI is changing fast, and we'll be here to help you make sense of it, laugh about it, and maybe even co-create with it.
And that's it for today's podcast of AI Innovations Unleashed, your weekly download on all things AI. If you enjoyed this conversation, make sure to subscribe so you're always synced up with the latest in artificial intelligence. We'd also really appreciate a rating and review. It helps the algorithm help us reach more curious minds like yours. Follow us on all of our social media platforms under AI Innovations Unleashed for updates, sneak peeks, and some bonus AI content we couldn't quite fit into this episode. You have a question or a topic or even a wild AI theory? Drop us a message. We might feature it on a future show.
And don't forget your towel.
As always, this is Dr. JR.
And Dr. Casey Brightman.
Telling you until next time, stay curious and stay real in the world of AI.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.